Alphabet's $811 billion bet, Burry's three-way warning, and a strained treasury. Alphabet's quarterly earnings delivered mixed signals to markets this week. Revenue growth was strong, but the company disclosed $811 billion in future spending commitments and reported its first negative free cash flow since its IPO in 2004, with $44.9 billion in AI infrastructure spending in Q2 alone, outpacing operating cash flow. NeoCloud stocks surged on the news, a market signal that Alphabet's spending commitments flow as revenue to data center operators, networking manufacturers, and AI-specific cloud capacity providers. Investor Michael Burry issued a warning centered on a three-way collision: the extraordinary leverage being taken on to finance AI infrastructure, an oil price shock from the Iran conflict, and long bond pressure from deteriorating treasury market dynamics. Each of those forces is independently real and happening simultaneously. The contested question is whether they collide in a disruptive way or find separate release valves. The treasury market's structural vulnerability adds weight to Burry's concern. Short-term bills now represent 22% of marketable treasury debt, well above the recommended ceiling of 15 to 20%. Because short-term bills must be rolled over constantly, a sudden loss of short-term market confidence can cause government borrowing costs to spike rapidly. A weak 20-year bond auction driving yields to near-record highs this week offers a specific data point about the long end of the curve. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent delivered an unusually direct public warning that certain Wall Street tax strategies may be abusive, a notable shot from a Republican Treasury official at an industry that provided significant support to the administration. A former J.P. Morgan executive testified in closed session before Congress that he warned CEO Jamie Dimon about Jeffrey Epstein's relationship with the bank not once but twice, directly contradicting Dimon's prior statements. J.P. Morgan has already settled civil litigation over its Epstein relationship for $290 million. But congressional testimony contradicting a sitting CEO creates a new category of legal and reputational exposure. The Pentagon's nearly $7 billion sole-source software contract awarded to Oracle, consolidating licenses across the military, Coast Guard, and intelligence community without competitive bidding, drew immediate questions about procurement oversight at that scale.